It's time for Podcast from the Road. Today I want to talk about the debt ceiling crisis. It is a crisis, but it's really political theater for our politicians. I mean, it's really just a big joke. That's why I refer to the debt ceiling crisis like constipation. Now, I am way too familiar with that ailment, but I was told by a doctor a few years ago to try bananas, and I did, but it was so painful, and then it dawned on me, maybe he was talking about eating the bananas. Then, of course, you've heard that there's a movie out called Constipation. Well, it's not out yet. The trifecta of the constipation jokes. Just like debt discussions, in constipation discussions, you need accountants and mathematicians, because they're the ones who bring the pencils and work it out. Okay, enough of that. But it really is a big joke, even though it's a true crisis. If you look back at the history of our debt ceiling crises and what Congress has done, the first time Congress did legislation dealing with this was to fund World War I. They did it again, of course, to fund World War II. But then, after 1960, we've had a debt ceiling crisis legislation raising the ceiling 78 times. And check this out. 30 of those times was under a Democrat administration and 48 times under a Republican administration. So when you hear the Republicans, you know, just going on and on about this, it's a joke. It really means nothing. And again, it is political theater. Now, the reason you have a debt ceiling crisis is because the government continues year after year to spend more money than they get in. And so for some reason, they come up with this debt ceiling thing. And so they're going to raise it because it's simply paying for stuff we've already bought. So there's no question they're going to pay for this. You know, Republicans are going to drag this out as long as they can until it gets really uncomfortable and painful in our gut. And then they'll just do the deal. But it's really a big nothing. Now, if you look at the debt, you know, way back in George Bush number one period, they raised it to $4 trillion. Clinton, $6 trillion. Bush, the younger, $11 trillion. Obama, $18 trillion. Trump took it up to $22 trillion. Then COVID, they just kind of did away with the debt ceiling thing. It went up to $27 trillion. Now it's $31.4 trillion under Biden. So they're going to, of course, raise it because we have to pay our bills. But now here is the only point I want you to get from this. And it's true, all of us are going to feel this, and it's coming. There's no doubt about it. But the solution is the simplest thing ever. And you don't deal with it now. You got to pay for the stuff you've bought. You deal with it when the budget comes around, when you're talking about future spending. And here's the simple formula you use. Don't spend more than you take in.